What up, what up, what up, y'all? Hi, Mike the Sports Guy, coming at you so fly. And today, we are getting right into it with, is LeBron James one of the greatest scorers of all time? Y'all, look, let me break it down for y'all really, really quick. So, yesterday, LeBron James, or the day before, LeBron James came onto his Instagram account and posted a picture of himself and his scoring statistics. For those of you that do not know, LeBron James is the only player in NBA history to have 17 seasons, yes, 17, averaging at least 25 points per game. Now, the next highest total to that is 12 seasons of averaging at least 25 points per game, and the people that are Michael Jordan, Kobe Bean Bryant, my guy, Karl Malone, and Kevin Durant. But LeBron James is the only player in NBA history to have 17 seasons of averaging at least 25 points per game. Y'all, is LeBron James one of the greatest scorers of all time? Now, I'm gonna read y'all real quick before we really jump into it, a quote from LeBron himself on his scoring accomplishments. Since I was 19 years old, and I'm a pass first guy, always been. That's why I'm never mentioned with the greats of scoring, huh? That's perfect, because I'd rather keep it that way. And then he hits us with a smiley face emoji at the end. Y'all, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. To me, it's not even a debate. It's not even really a question. Yes, absolutely yes. LeBron is one of the greatest scorers. He's one of the greatest pure scorers. Whatever you wanna use, whatever terminology you want to use, of all time. Of all time. Look, the reason I say that is this. The man is in his 18th year and averages 27 points a game for his career. Now, mind you, when it comes to the greatest scorers of all time, most NBA analysts, NBA commentators, NBA coaches, NBA GMs, they will mention these people. Kevin Durant, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. In fact, Gilbert Arenas last week went on All the Smoke podcast with its hosts Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson and stated his top five pure scorers of all time were Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson, Carmelo Anthony, and Kevin Durant. Now let's look at that. Like I said, y'all, LeBron James averages for his 18-year career 27 points a game. Kevin Durant averages 27 points a game. Now, Michael Jordan averaged 30 points a game. You can't really beat that. You know what I mean? But if you look at those numbers, LeBron James is right up there with any of those guys. Any of them. He's averaged more than Carmelo Anthony did for his career. He averaged more than Allen Iverson did for his career. Allen Iverson averaged 26 points a game. LeBron averages 27. And yet, LeBron James is never mentioned with the top pure scorers of all time. He just isn't. On top of that, if you look at who is third all time in scoring, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is number one, Karl Malone is number two, and third is LeBron James. Without question, he should be mentioned with the top pure scorers of all time. Now, I know what you're saying out there. You're saying, well, he can't score the same way as Kobe Bryant. He can't score the same way as a Kevin Durant or as an Allen Iverson or even as a Steph Curry. You're right. You're absolutely right. LeBron James cannot shoot from three when he crosses half court. He cannot post up and hit you with a fadeaway like KD, MJ, and KB. He can't get hot like Kobe. He doesn't have the variety of a Kevin Durant. And at the same time, the goal of basketball is to put the ball in the basket. That's what it is at the end of the day. LeBron James is the best driver of the basketball we've ever seen. Ever. He can shoot from mid-range, but that's not his specialty like a Kevin Durant or a Kobe Bryant. But he still averages more than Kobe, and he still averages the same as Kevin Durant. With the variety that Kevin Durant has, LeBron still averages the same amount of points as him. And there's this argument, well, LeBron's bigger, stronger, faster. He should. What does that even mean? At the end of the day, he goes out and does it. At the end of the day. And on top of that, I think this concept of pure scores is a ridiculous notion. You look at the greatest scorer of all time in regards to career points, is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like I said earlier, LeBron James is the only player in NBA history to average 25 points per game for 17 years. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, however, averaged 20 points per game for 17 years. And he is the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. How come he's not considered a pure scorer? Because he can't shoot from three? Because he can't hit you with a mid-range? It sounds like what a pure scorer is, in most people's eyes, are people that have variety or can do things that look aesthetically pleasing. Because these guys do have variety. LeBron James can shoot from three. Matter of fact, LeBron James has a higher percentage from three than the great Kobe Bryant had from three. Like, these guys do more than one thing. It may not look as pretty. It certainly doesn't, in my opinion. But it puts the ball in the basket. Wilt Chamberlain's never talked about as one of the purest scorers of all time. Yo, Wilt Chamberlain, for his first 9 years, never got less than 30 points per game. For the first 9 years of his career, he never averaged less than 30 points per game. And after that, he still hit you with five more years of averaging at least 20 points per game. Never mentioned with the great pure scorers of all time. Karl Malone, the number two scorer in NBA history, is never mentioned. Why is that? I just think the notion is ridiculous. LeBron has a good mid-range. Yeah, it's not Kevin Durant's, but he still has a higher field goal percentage from the field. I believe LeBron James shoots 50% for his career. 50% from the field. Now, I hear you guys saying, oh, well, a lot of that is driving to the hoop. At the end of the day, it is what it is. At the end of the day, this man is hitting you with 50% from the field for 18 years. 18 years! Now, Kevin Durant's right below him. No disrespect to Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's at 49%. So for a guy who shoots from three, from mid-range, from the free throw line, to be at 49% at almost 7 feet tall for your career is absolutely spectacular. Salute to you, good sir. That's fantastic. I think Kevin Durant's a fantastic scorer. I think he's one of the great pure scorers of all time. Same with Kobe Bean Bryant, my favorite player of all time. But I also think LeBron James should be in that list. I also think he should be in that discussion. Because if you go 18 years averaging 27 points a game, what else can I say? What else can I say, y'all? I think LeBron should be in that discussion. I think Kevin Durant should be. I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar should be. I think Wilt Chamberlain should be. We make the mistake of looking at scores as, oh, this guy can shoot from three. Oh, this guy is deadly from the mid-range. Oh, this guy has a variety of moves from the post. Oh, this guy really can get to the rim. At the end of the day, if your scoring is the same, doing what you do and as theirs, doing what they do, how can you not be considered a great scorer? It may not look as good as they do, but LeBron James averaged 27 points a game for his career, y'all. We have to start respecting it, and we have to start putting it in the context of a great score. It's not a pretty score, but who cares? At the end of the day, put that ball in the basket. Yes, yes, yes. Kevin Durant's three, pulling up from three, is 7 feet tall, is pretty. Yes, look, man, there's nothing in the world like watching a Kobe Bryant fade away. Yes, watch Allen Iverson cross somebody over and do something in the air that's crazy. It's beautiful. But LeBron James is a pure scorer. It's not a pretty score. But when you average 27 points a game for 18 years, you're a pure scorer. There's no question about it. Shout out to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. When you average 20 points a game for 17 years and you lead the NBA history in scoring, you're a pure scorer. You should be in that conversation. Wilt Chamberlain, when you have 9 years in a row of averaging 30 points a game and then have five more years after that of averaging 20 points a game, you should be in that conversation. Karl Malone, the second greatest scorer of all time, you should be in that conversation. A lot of these guys don't have the variety. A lot of these guys don't make your eyes get big when you watch them score. because it's plain and boring, but they put the ball in the basket at an amazing clip, and they should be in that conversation too. Look, it's Hype Mike, the sports guy. Y'all, I had to break this down for y'all. Such a great conversation. Been going on for years and will continue to keep going. But I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. We got more coming for y'all. Y'all, the Lakers playoffs is coming. We got more Laker player evaluations. We got playoff games coming. Woo! I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. Let's go. Hey, I love y'all. Peace.